This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we are here with a Dear DST for y'all. And we're also going to do our non-scale wins that we couldn't do from last, or we didn't have time to do because we were just wrapped up in a You've Got Mail debate.
I mean, that's why everyone listens to this podcast, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, so let's get right into this. We'll read a listener non-scale win, and then we can go into ours, and then we can go into the message. Do you want to?
Me, yes. Okay. Hey, Sam and Aileen. First off, you know I have to tell y'all how much I love you guys and the podcast. It has helped me tremendously with how I look at food, dieting, and my body. I was listening to the episode with Freckled Foodie, and she was talking about her first look pictures and how she was exuding joy so much, and her face was squished, but it's her favorite pictures. This is referring to her wedding. And she said if she was in a different mindset, she would have hated her chin. I recently got engaged, and there's a picture of me just like that with my fiance on one knee, and I am ugly crying with so many chins. I saw the picture and was devastated. Side note, the engagement caught me so off guard that I was wearing an extra, extra large t-shirt, running shorts, and rubber flip-flops. I had on no makeup and my hair was in a bun. Now add the unflattering angle. I looked pretty rough. Then my future mother-in-law posted that unflattering picture of me on Facebook, and one of my friends sent me the picture and said, "Congrats on the engagement." I lost my shit and sobbed on the phone to my fiance about how the whole day was ruined and I hated myself. It broke my fiance's heart that I felt this way, and it honestly put a damper on that whole first week of being engaged. So when Cameron said she loved her picture, I immediately started crying and thought that's exactly how I should have looked at this picture. My engagement was such an amazing day, and I'm so happy to be engaged to the love of my life. It's a work in progress, but I'm working on looking at this picture and know the amount of joy and happiness I was feeling, chins and all. Thank you for everything you do. I'm truly rooting for you too, and Jordana, because obviously I listen to the Brides podcast too, and everyone at Betches, keep it up. Thank you. That's so sweet. Jordana will be happy because she is a listener of DST too.
Yeah,
she'll be happy that she got a shout out.
I mean, I feel bad. I hope the mom wasn't the first one to write to post the engagement. I would be frustrated.
I think it's that she posted that photo.
That photo, yeah. I mean, it's great to be a work to acknowledge that you're a work in progress, and you know. Don't
I mean,
as
someone who felt that way about like some of my wedding photos, like it's something I'm still dealing with. Like, I think that it's not even like. I think there's just this assumption, like you always like love how you look when it comes time to get engaged or for your wedding, like you're going to love how you look. And like, that's like not really true. I think that part of like the issue with, I guess, bridal standards is that everyone's sort of expected to be this like the tiniest they've ever been, and they should look very small. And there's a lot of pressure to be that way. And then at least my experience was getting back my pictures. And even though I had struggled a lot with the dieting process before my wedding, like I still was disappointed because I wasn't used to seeing wedding photos where the bride doesn't look completely flawless and thin from every angle, the thinnest she's ever been. And yeah, so it's a struggle. I feel her pain.
Yeah. But it's good that she's writing this as a win, because that's like a great step in like feeling better about it.
Yeah, definitely.
And congratulations on being engaged. That's great.
That's the important part.
And honestly, like I think when it's like you don't have like a planned outfit, it feels more genuine, because it's like when people are getting engaged in like this in a white outfit, I feel like they knew.
Right. It's so funny. Like when people are just like they were on a walk and like they're in a dress, I'm like, you wouldn't have worn
that. Or just
that.
Like a white dress. When it's a white dress, I'm like, they knew.
Right. Yeah, they knew.
Okay. Let's, so our non-scale wins. Mine is like a little one, but really I feel I've been working on our apartment and getting the right stuff and all my decor or design. And I feel very, cause I've been tackling it like one weekend at a time. Mostly like this last weekend, I decided I'm doing like the art and the pillows and a mirror. And I found the pieces that I like. The art, I'm still in the process of finding the right thing for above our couch because it's such like a main piece.
It's gotta be big.
Yeah. The other thing I discovered, like Target, shadily, has amazing home decor things that are like exclusive to Target that I didn't find anywhere else. And I was like, what? This whole time?
Target has great shit.
Target has great shit. Like, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel better because I feel like more settled and like I really just enjoy I'm enjoying my environment. The other thing is that my lamp fell out of my wall while I was sleeping.
Wait, and like a sconce?
No, yeah, like I have my like lamps that are attached to my like next to my bed, and I don't think that they were we put them up twice. They're not anchored well, so I'm filling in those holes and getting a little table lamp instead.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
It fell in the middle of the night and I got so scared.
I would, yeah.
But positive spin, I got cute little lamps that I like better. So that's little wicker good. Lamps.
What?
Little wicker lamps.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Can buy more
what stuff. Is your win?
I don't like have one. And
that's fine.
What's yeah, I don't have a win. If I think of one, I'll let you know. I don't think okay. I have one though.
Sounds
I feel
good.
Okay. You know,
that's okay. Good. Not feeling particularly celebratory.
It's just, I don't really feel like I did. It's that I don't really feel I did anything specifically to that was like, I had to conquer or like overcome to sort of like enhance my health or my mental health in any way. Like, I don't really feel like I've like have conquered anything. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, if the theme is work in progress, then we're yeah. a work in progress.
It's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Should we do a Dear DST?
Yeah, let's do it.
This Dear DST comes in the form of a DM to Diet Starts Tomorrow. So here we go. Dear DST, I've been considering getting a DCA, which is a double chin removal. Basically, it's an injection that dissolves the fat. I think that's Kybella we were saying earlier, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in discussing, obviously we know what it is. And I'm not just interested in discussing the health risks of that, LOL. But I'm wondering, is that a step back in my intuitive eating / body acceptance journey? I think it's such a fine line of enhancement, like makeup or flattering clothes, of something I'm not stoked about and hating my new body. Should I just learn to love it? Or is it okay to consider something like this? I really am fine with my new body, but when I envision myself, I see myself with my quote unquote old face. Love the podcast and the journey you two have been on. Love a long time, DSTer.
I think you can do this and still be working on body acceptance at the same time. And that's okay.
I agree. I feel like a lot of people have extreme beliefs in this subject and I'm just not one of them. I feel like you got to just kind of feel out what feels authentic to you. If you feel like you're doing it for yourself or are you doing it for other people, that's like something to consider. But like, as an example, like I got my teeth fixed and I've literally never, like that's something that like weight loss wasn't going to take away, right? And I wasn't going to just like accept the gaps in my, you know, I just didn't want to. And it was something I was doing literally for me. And I never looked back on that situation with like regret at all. I'm so much happier every time I look at myself or I look in on my phone. It just has changed my smile. I just like it. So I'm happy. So that's just an example. If you feel like you're doing it for you, then I don't want to like say go for it. But like, if you want to, if you feel like it's genuine.
Well, I think that the reason that this, you like, it kind of, it's not the same as like saying I want to lose weight.
Right. I agree.
It's because this is like a very targeted thing and it doesn't like bring you back to a feeling of restriction. Like you don't need to restrict anything to, like, it's not going to lead to a binge cycle for you to get this injection. Like we have a friend who is very, weight. No, but I'm saying like, we have a friend who has like, she has no weight, but she like, she's not overweight at all, but she wanted to get that kind of chin injection because like, that's just where her fat goes. And like, she just didn't like that she had a double chin for
right. Yeah, it's not like it, and losing weight or gaining weight wouldn't have changed it really. So but that's
think,
something.
Right. So also I think the teeth and that is like a different scenario, but it's really mostly about like self-love and like weight loss and how they're like connected. But I get her question. It's like plastic surgery or Botox or fillers or any of that, like constantly tweaking your face and like, when is it ever enough? And like, when can I just accept myself? And I feel like that is like a constant, like mental struggle for a lot of people. But I also feel like sometimes that struggle comes from like this perception. Like that's why she's asking us for advice. Like how will she be perceived if she gets it? Does that mean she's not an intuitive eater? Does that mean she doesn't accept her body? You know?
Well, I kind of think that this would probably help her with acceptance, because if she feels like, okay, this one thing that I really don't like is when I have my weight in my face, but like, I'm okay with, like, I actually feel okay about my body, then if that helps you feel better about having a little bit of extra weight on your body, like, that sounds to me like a productive change to make.
Well,
like,
what if, okay, not just to play devil's advocate, like, what if it's like someone getting like lipo or like on their arms or lipo on their stomach?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not an expert in intuitive eating at all, obviously, but what my understanding is that the reason the body acceptance is so critical is because of the relationship that the body acceptance has to causing you to restrict. So like when I see like something I'm unhappy with my body, the next thought I have is you restrict, and the restrict feeling leads to like, oh, well, I'm going to binge, or I'm not going to feel like okay if I don't have, you know, what I feel like I need, or if I feel restricted. But this is not, if this helps her look at herself and be like, you know what, I'm okay with like how I look, then yeah. I feel like that would be, if that helps stop that cycle of like non-acceptance, restrict, binge, maybe it could be a good thing. But again, right. I'm not an expert in this. This is just kind of like my...
No, I think that's a good perspective. I kind of like agree, because it's about like the first thing you for intuitive eating is like ditching the diets and realizing they don't work. So, but you also, in order for you to like do that, you have to accept your weight at a certain way for now or forever, but because you have to accept the fact that you're not going to go on like a diet again in the way that you have before. So I think that's a good correlation.
I mean, I kind of get where she's coming from. Like I feel that if I didn't have the weight in my face, I wouldn't mind my body weight as much. Like I don't like, that is one of the things that I actually do struggle with, that I don't like the way it makes my face look, because it gains equally everywhere. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm much less bothered by certain spots on my body than I am by the weight on my face.
Right.
But that's just part of the,
but it's part of it is accepting like,
I don't think it would help me. I don't have like that kind of like structure, I don't think, where like getting an injection would solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, for me, it's just like an everywhere game.
But that's the whole thing, is like accepting your own perceived flaws, your perceived flaws, and just saying like, I don't need to change everything. So there is a line, there is a fine line. But I think at the end of the day, if it's like, stop thinking about everybody else, like thinks of you if whether or not you're doing intuitive eating or not. It's like, right, at the end of the day, it's your choice. You do what you think will make you happy.
Right.
I heard those are really painful, but that aside, do what you got to do. And don't worry about judgment about whether or not you've accepted your body or not, because at the end of the day, it's for you to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Great. All right. Did you now think what? Of a non-scale win by now?
No.
Okay. Well, we're a work in progress. That's your win.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Email us your Dear DST or DM us your Dear DST. And again, if you're listening to Diet Starts Tomorrow on a walk or somewhere, take a picture, hashtag DST in the wild, and also tag at Diet Starts Tomorrow so we can see it, and post that shit. And here we are. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow, at Aileen, at Sammy. Rate, review, subscribe. I said email us, dst@betches.com. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.